Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unbelievable, My Front Row Seat to the Craziest Campaign in American History is a Political Memoir and Media Account by NBC News correspondent Katie Turr. The book revisits the 2016 Donald Trump presidential campaign from the perspective of a reporter embedded on the trail, showing how a normal campaign assignment became an unusually volatile and often hostile news environment. Rather than offering a detached political history, Turr focuses on the practical reality of covering a candidate who repeatedly targeted the press, especially her as a visible on-air reporter. The result is part insider journalism narrative, part account of campaign disruption, and part reflection on how modern political spectacle changes the relationship among candidates, reporters, and audiences. Its purpose is to document what it felt like to cover a campaign that repeatedly broke expectations about tone, behavior, and risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a reporter becomes part of the story she is covering. One of the book's central ideas is that Turr's role shifted from observer to participant because of Donald Trump's repeated public attacks on her. This matters because political reporting usually depends on a degree of distance, but the campaign made that distance hard to preserve. Turr presents the professional tension of remaining fair and factual while becoming a target for campaign rhetoric and crowd hostility. That pressure gives the book its distinctive angle. It is not simply about Trump's candidacy, but about how a reporter tries to do her job when the subject of coverage tries to define, ridicule, or intimidate her. The memoir, therefore, becomes an account of journalistic resilience as much as political reporting. It also shows how modern campaigns can weaponize media attention, turning reporters into visible actors in the story, rather than neutral channels for information. Secondly, the 2016 campaign as a breakdown of political norms, Turr uses her front row view to describe the campaign as a sustained collapse of familiar political boundaries. The book emphasizes rallies, public insults, personal attacks, and a steady escalation of inflammatory behavior that made the race feel unlike previous presidential contests. This is important because the memoir helps explain why the campaign felt so disruptive, not only to journalists, but to the broader public. Turr's reporting is grounded in immediate observation, so the reader sees how abnormal conduct became routine over time. The book's value lies in showing normalization in action. What first seemed shocking began to look like the new baseline of the race. That pattern helps readers understand how campaigns can shift public expectations by repetition, volume, and spectacle. In that sense, the book is less about one candidate's personality alone than about the erosion of shared standards in political communication. Thirdly, the physical and emotional strain of campaign journalism. Another major theme is the exhausting reality of life on the road with a national campaign. Turr describes constant travel, long days, repetitive logistics, and the pressure of live reporting, which together create a vivid picture of campaign journalism as physically demanding labor. This dimension is important because it grounds the political narrative in concrete work rather than abstract analysis. The book makes clear that covering a major candidate is not only about asking questions and filing stories. It is also about endurance, coordination, and constant readiness for breaking developments. Turr's account of fear, stress, and unpredictability shows how the job affects judgment and morale. At the same time, the memoir highlights the discipline required to keep reporting accurately under hostile conditions. That combination of exhaustion and professionalism gives the book its human center and helps readers understand the hidden labor behind daily political news coverage. Fourthly, gendered hostility and the public treatment of women in media. The memoir also stands out for its account of sexism and gendered hostility surrounding the campaign. Turr's treatment by Trump and by some supporters is not presented as an isolated personal conflict, but as part of a broader pattern in which women journalists were singled out, dismissed, or mocked. This theme gives the book analytical weight beyond campaign recollection, because it connects political spectacle to workplace inequality and public harassment. Turr shows how gendered attacks can affect both visibility and vulnerability being on air made her more recognizable, but also more exposed. The book therefore speaks to a larger issue in media culture, namely how female reporters are often judged not only by their work but by their presence, tone, and willingness to absorb abuse. By focusing on this dynamic, the memoir helps explain why reporting during the 2016 campaign was not equally experienced by all journalists. Lastly, how live television and constant exposure shaped the Trump era. A final important topic is the book's attention to media environment and the role of live coverage in amplifying the campaign. Turr was a television correspondent, so her work depended on immediacy, repetition, and high visibility. The book implicitly shows how those conditions suited Trump's style of politics, which relied on spectacle, conflict, and continuous attention. This is a useful insight because it links the candidate's media strategy to the structure of modern news itself. Tur's account suggests that the campaign was not only covered by television, but also intensified by it, as rallies, insults, and viral moments fed the news cycle. The memoir is therefore valuable for readers interested in how journalism and politics became mutually reinforcing systems during the 2016 election. It does not claim that television alone explains the result, but it clearly shows how the media format helped turn the campaign into a constant public performance. In conclusion, Unbelievable will be most useful to readers interested in political journalism, the 2016 presidential campaign, media ethics, and the working conditions of reporters covering high-conflict events. It is especially relevant for people who want a first-hand account rather than a retrospective policy analysis, because Tur writes from inside the daily experience of the trail. The practical benefit of the book is that it clarifies how campaign coverage actually happens under pressure, how reporters balance neutrality, speed, safety, and accuracy while a candidate actively tries to reshape the story around them. Its intellectual value lies in showing how political norms can weaken through repetition and how media systems can magnify that process. Compared with broader books on Trump or the election, this memoir is more immediate and granular. Compared with more detached histories, it is more personal and situational. That combination makes it stand out as both a record of a chaotic campaign and a window into the changing relationship between politics, television, and public hostility toward the press. If you would like to support Katie Tur, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.